2016,
right.
We had that Twitter back and
forth. That's 2017.
Was it 2017?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it was 2017. Yeah. Yes. Oh, okay. Okay. So I need to rearrange.
Right.
You know, and you had said something, you had tweeted about me.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why it hurts me.
Right.
Even particularly. And I tweeted about you. You know, just like, you know, it hurts me.
Mm-hmm.
Me too, I want to do my own bar. I didn't, if it was a battle, I lost.
Okay. That's, you are chivalrous enough now
to say that. I lost.
Right.
Because then people said you cannot disrespect. It's like, look, you can talk your own, but you will not. I remember one of my friends, Uche Jumbo, Uche Jumbo, bam, 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 bam. I don't know what you are doing, but you will not disrespect the body of work that he had done, you know. And so that just made me encounter. I mean, I respected you, you know, I'd written on your book, I'd done a review at your book launch, so I'd met you. So for my end, what happened was, I thought I knew you.
Yeah.
And you had never given me this feedback personally.
Yeah.
And, you'd invited me
to... It came like a bolt out of the blues.
Even if you were going to advise me as a elder brother, you would have called me and spoke to me. And I'm like, why am I saying this on Twitter? So that's why it really hurt me. But then to ask the question, first, did it surprise you, the support that came, you know, because most of people were also my generation people.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Because I love the way you responded to
it.
I learned from that.
I think when I saw your article and when you were trying to explain, and my...
For those who don't know what it was about, I'd worked for the Buhari campaign, and I was talking about how Buhari had disappointed
me. So I said, why is this guy trying to do a face save? A face-safe article on somebody has inveigled on us, you know, and all that. So, and that was, and the reason why I said that was because I had seen a few articles where you guys had proudly said you brought the, you were sort of predominantly responsible for at least the packaging of bringing it. And I'm like, it's too late to cry over split milk and all that. But let me not talk much about it. They won't stop you from NBC. Will not stop you. But it was just... Yeah. For me, and for those who are close to me, they'll know that if you're even my brother, my sister, if I want to be very blunt, and I will.
Yeah.
So I did that and I forgot about it.
Yeah.
What happened was that a few days later, I was doing a project in Abuja, so I was offline all day. So I got home, so I was about to sleep around 9:30 or 10 p.m. So I put on my, now I went, let me check my phone then. I put on my phone and everything was just popping like that. Then a call came in and said, "Are you? What has been happening? You are trending." I said, "Who? Me? What? I was laughing. What have I done again?" I said, "No, it's not." I said, "Trudy blasted you." And I said, "Trudy." I said, "Which Trudy? Trudy blasted." So I didn't even want to. I just first of all off my phone. I went to have my bath, ate, you know, because I just like if I let me just first of all. So I went, I ate, then I relaxed. And around 11 p.m., I looked at it, then I read the something, and I'm like, okay, so the two things I usually do. So if I wanted to be fine, I just said, you know what? People expect a reply and they want a sort of verbal fisticuffs, you know, and all that. They want us to fight and all that. I said, yes, I can see from where the poem, I could, like you said, you came from a place of hurt, so I could understand where you were coming from. And I just decided to take what I call the high road, you know, and the high road, you know, and say, you know, and I also learned that too from some other things I had seen over the years too. So I was like, you know, I put it that kind of replace so that you could have an idea. But what actually shocked me were people coming up in my defense. That's when I realized that, people didn't know, they were saying, you can do anything, but this man for the films. And I was like, even my colleagues, everybody, people, I was so, some social media critics, some Twitter critics too, not political ones, they were all out on it. And I'm like, okay, wow, okay. You know why that kind of thing is like a realization? I'm like, oh, okay. So people regard you like this and all that. And it sort of was an eye-opener for me. But you know, so people always think that I don't, when I do critique and all that, I don't take it
personal.
Yeah. Because I saw you a few weeks later or a few months later at IMAX, I think, and I hugged you I was even thinking, I wish people could even, I wish there was cameras here, people could see.
Yes, indeed.
You know?
Yeah.
I think it's one thing too for people to learn, a lot of young people, and I always tell people, I learned something. and I learned that before our own altercation. Right. A lot of young people just go on Twitter or Instagram or whatever it is they put, and they just, the way they feel, they blot it out.
Yeah.
There's always that step three steps. Mm-hmm. Pause, mm-hmm. number one, pause. Evaluate, mm-hmm. and then before you push it out, you say, is this what I want to really put out? Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. people don't understand that. Sometimes what you put, the written word is the written word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the written word is out there, is out there. Yeah. So if you're nasty, if you are feisty, if you are rude and all that uncouth, like the one I'm seeing all these days, that's how you be judged.
Yeah,
so what kind of do you want to leave that kind of legacy for if you're going to have kids, for the people that are running, the young ones now, do you want to leave that kind of legacy for your kids to see later and say, people are living for, in quotes, living for the net.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, living for the gram.
Yeah,
no, that's not life. Goes beyond that.
Well, that taught me a lot of this thing you were saying about pausing before speaking.
Yeah,
even if you feel you are right or whatever it is, just that pausing before speaking, and then how you pick it. I took that from me, but I also wanted to clarify and apologize.
Yeah,
if it felt like I was disrespecting your work and your legacy, then that was not the case. I apologize for that. This was me just like, how can we find a way to say what I really want to say in a way that connects with you? But again, I'll see you after that.
And yeah.
Every year on your birthday, I send you a birthday.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yes, fantastic. Yes. So apology has been accepted a long time ago, but this one on air now, accept it.